be back with you tonight. Amen. Certainly, thank the Lord for what He's already done tonight in the service. Amen. How many's been touched tonight?
Amen.
How many's been blessed?
Amen.
Hallelujah. How many's looking for more?
Amen.
Amen. Well, we're heading the right way, ain't we? Amen. That's good. We're making progress. Amen. He didn't say we was going to get there right away. He said, go. Go. Amen. I send you. Go. Amen. Tonight, amen, let's look, amen. I have a couple of different scriptures on our heart tonight. If you can be turning your Bible tonight over into Mark chapter 16. And sometimes the Lord deals with us and He gets us started on a message, and it turns into a series of messages and connects it all together. And certainly, if you wasn't here last night, I want to share with you and refresh your mind. If you was here, amen, the direction of the Lord is sending us in our preaching tonight, amen, and was last night. And I don't know nothing else but just be led by Him, amen. I quit trying to, amen, I'd be in charge a long time ago. Amen, Brother Eric, I found out that don't work for God. Amen. He don't like being led along. Amen. But praise the Lord. We preached last night out of, amen, our subject was in Exodus chapter number 14 and verse number 15. And it says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward." Amen. And so our subject was on going forward. Amen. And I got to thinking there a little while ago. Amen. Did you ever wonder who Israel was? Amen. I preached to you last night and I told you they carried his bones out. Amen. Jacob. Amen. His name was Israel. Amen. And so tonight, amen, that has some meaning, spiritual meaning to it. Amen. But the Lord tonight, amen, directing our hearts, amen, and you pray for us real hard, and we'll get done just as quick as possible. Amen. The Lord being our helper. Amen. In Mark chapter number 16, let's look down about verse number 15, and we'll begin our preaching tonight out of this. Amen. He says, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Every creature, he that believeth and is baptized, shall be saved.
Yes.
But he that believeth not shall be damned.
Right.
And these signs, amen, shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils.
Amen.
They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up, amen, serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Amen. You may be seated tonight. Amen. Now I want you to notice some things, amen, tonight. And the Lord just dealing with our heart in this tonight. Amen. We see, amen, thousands of years ago, amen, amen, a God that came down and introduced Himself to a people. Amen. And said, amen, I want you to be my people, and I'll be your God.
Yes.
Amen. The first thing He told them, and He says, is go. Amen. Go forth. Amen. And something just began to stick out in our hearts. Amen. As we read over there about Moses. Amen. He told him to go. He said, take your rod and stick it out.
Yes.
Amen. And He said, part the waters. Amen. And, you know, my heart just jumped right over into the book of Psalms 23. He said, my rod and my staff, they do comfort me all the day long.
Yeah,
I don't know. I begin to dig into that in my spirit a little bit. Amen. And I don't know. Maybe you might want to dig a little with me tonight in this. We've been a-plowing. We plowed some last night. We dug that thing down in there, and boy, we broke up some ground. I feel like we got somewhere. I'm really glad tonight, amen, for the positive direction. But, amen, I told you, and I'm still dealing with, amen, my mind, amen, and my spirit, seeing the ground breaking open, amen, and how clotted and compacted it was, and I got to preaching on our minds, amen, and breaking up the minds. And I don't know that I got down in that forest, we could go tonight, amen. But I just want to touch just a little bit, amen, on that, a little bit more. Amen. Our minds tonight get clotted up with things that they don't need to be in there. Amen. Hey, I don't know. What do you think needs to be in there? Well, what do you think? Amen. I'll tell you. The Word of God says tonight, He says, go with prayer continually. Amen. Pray continually. Are you meditating? Right. I don't know about you, but if I'm praying all the time, I'm kind of thinking along the lines of prayer. I have to think about what I'm saying. Amen. I have to, amen, kind of plan what out. Amen. It's going to come out of my mouth. Amen. If there's something in my mind shouldn't be there, it's liable to come out of my mouth. Amen. But I'm glad tonight. Amen. God this evening, amen, has made a way, amen, that you and I, amen, can be comforted by the rod, amen, and His staff, amen.
Amen.
Oh, listen, amen. There wasn't nobody there in the valley of the dry bones, amen, but the Holy Ghost. There wasn't nobody there in the valley of the shadow of death, but the hand of God. Whoa, His rod, amen. I don't know this evening. That's good tonight that, amen, we can put ourselves in the worst of the worst places, amen, in the hardest of the hardest times of our lives. And the Bible says, my rod, and my staff, it'll be there with you. Have you ever see a shepherd use a rod? Amen. You know what they do with it? They part things out of the way. They set things in order. Amen. If the old, amen, wolf comes around, so to speak, Brother Ed, they're going to whack him over the head. And he's going to go out a barking and a howling and a squalling. And he might even give him a broke leg. Let me tell you something. There's a devil out there. The Bible said, there in the book where Job was, he said, amen, from whence comest thou? And he said, from going to and fro, up and down the earth and all around. The Bible said he is the prince of the power of this air. Amen. He's in this atmosphere with you and I right now. We're breathing the same air that he's breathing. We're walking upon the same dirt, the same ground that he's walking on. Amen. We're sharing this place with the devil. You may have never thought that way, but we're living among demons, amen, and evil spirits tonight. That we need to be able, amen, to stick out something and to part them out of the way.
Amen.
The Bible says, amen, the wolf, amen. Amen. We can look at that tonight, amen, physically, and say the wolf, putting on the sheep clothing. I looked up here at the picture, amen, and I seen Jesus carrying the little lamb. He wasn't disguised. Amen. But the devil, he's a liar. He's a disguiser tonight. He'll make it sound good. He'll make it look good. And he'll kind of make it feel good. But I'm telling you, we preached last night that it's your way. That seemeth right, but the end thereof is death. I'm telling you tonight, amen, children, let us be careful tonight, and let us search our minds. I'm telling you what we need to do, amen. The Lord is sharing with us tonight that we need to break some things up in our minds. We need this evening to do some tearing out in our minds, because, listen, there's things attached in our way of thinking. Our thoughts are not His thoughts. Hey, our ways are not His ways. Hey, He's got much better ways than you and I. He's got much better thoughts than you and I. Amen. Ain't you glad that God considered you, brother, one day? Ain't you glad that God thought there's Brother Ed down there? And boy, he's just in a miserable shape. And he needs to be saved. Ain't you glad the Lord reached out, Brother Ed, and he knocked on your heart's door, and you believed in him, and you accepted him, and you welcomed him into your heart. Amen. And into your life. The glorious life begin to fill your soul, and it exploded into your life. Amen. Hey, I don't know who you think you are, but I'll tell you what you are. You are redeemed. Born again. Bought with the blood. Have a precious lamb. Was slain on the cross. That we might be made victorious. That we might be made more than just the conqueror. Can you get there with me? I'm talking about more than you've ever done in your life.
Praise the Lord.
You ever think about what your rod is tonight? Jesus said, go. We come into the New Testament. God said, go. But they had to be led by somebody. They had to come to some high priest. God set them up a formalistic way. That he might be able to bring the repentance. Through the sacrifice of their animals. They had to raise them animals. They had to care for them. You ever get attached to an animal you raise? I've got animals, amen. It bothered me to look in their eyes. Because it digs down in my soul. I hate to give them up, amen. God forced us, amen. I had to care for them animals. He said, amen, when you come and you bring an offering, you know what he said to do? He said, go get the very best. I've never preached it like this before. That's just what he said. Go get that one. I'm telling you that you really love. For God so loved the world. He sent his only begotten Son. Amen. Buried out here, amen, in the roots of trees, and in places, amen. Amen. They would know they were.
Yeah.
You know, he said the sea's going to give up its grave. Huh? Well, listen, huh? It's dead. Huh? There's people buried in places, amen, that you didn't even know about.
Yeah.
Well, there's liable to be some boards and some houses that bust open. I'm telling you, God is a redeemer, the righteous, and he will redeem that which is his.
Amen.
You're a man robbed God. You're not going to rob God. He bought you with a price. Well, when we're kept by the Word, and we're begotten by the Word, there's that rod again. That rod and that staff, amen. That same thing that Moses had. You know what it was? It's the Trinity. It's the Father. And it's the Son. And it's the Holy Ghost. Amen.
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 Good preacher.
Thank you, Father.
Here we are. Now Jesus
praise the name
comes
of the
along.
Praise
the Savior of the world. Had for God to love the world. Remember that little lamb? Remember that little calf you're so attached to? Oh, mama, daddy, don't let anything happen. You ever have one of them little things get killed or it gets sick and die or something happened to it and then it just break your heart and there was nothing that never could or ever would be able to replace it because there was a bond there. Listen to me. God said, Moses, when you go and to slay that little lamb, he said there was three of them there. Amen, the high priest. Amen, and his two sons. He said, you listen. He said, you tell them how to put their hands on his head. I humble as a little lamb. Amen, was he before they had them that day. When they drove the nails in his hand and they beat down him into that cross. I believe they put some nails there and he couldn't tear loose from if he wanted to. He may have even bent them over. I don't know. But I'm going to show something. I did not mean for him to get away.
No, I didn't.
That's right. Amen.
And when you kill that little lamb, he said you look in its eyes.
Yeah.
You lay your hands on its head. Well, God's got feelings tonight. For you and I. And he designed you and I tonight to love one another and to love him. Amen.
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 Yes, he did.
Jesus came along, lived a witness and a testimony before us. And this is his last words when he left. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world. Preach the gospel.
That's right.
The truth. Yeah. Huh? What I'm preaching to you, amen, tonight is nothing but the truth. Not adding to or taking away from it. It'll stand. Now listen, this word will stand, amen, when the world's on fire.
Yes, that's right.
Amen. God said, my word's the same yesterday, tomorrow, amen, and forevermore. He said, I'll not change. I'm glad to see in this way that I'm preaching about. A lot of people can't understand it because he ain't never tasted it. There's a lot of churches today that have been organized dead churches. Dead. It's some of them, it's some of them wolf churches. Amen.
Yeah,
I teach a doctrine that ain't found nowhere. So I will tell you about sisters. They won't hold the water. Well, what's the water? The Holy Ghost won't live there. Because it's a contaminated bowl.
Amen.
Well, there in one place it says in the New Testament, he said, on the inside you built these great whited sepulchres, all the finest that money could buy. You know what he said about them, brother? You don't know what I'm going to say. He said, amen. On the inside of them was dead man's bones. Amen. That's their churches he's talking about. Dead man's bones. Amen.
Without the Spirit, you're dead. None of Him. Jesus came along and He exposed us to the true rod of God. Amen. And He says in verse 17, and these signs shall follow them. Here we go. He changed you, didn't He, Brother Ed?
Yes. Amen.
He transformed you. He said, Brother Ed, go on and live for me. Amen. How am I supposed to live, Lord? By every word that you read. Live by every word. He said, keep my commandments. Amen. Live by every word. Oh, listen. Amen. Say, it's hard to understand. I'm glad Jesus sent the Holy Ghost. He said, I'll beat out your dumbness. I'll get your thoughts and your ideas out of your way. Has the Holy Ghost ever spoke to you and taught you something? He's a teaching me something every day. Thank God, the Holy Ghost, amen, is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of our heart. And He can give us knowledge and wisdom and understanding.
Amen.
The rod. The rod. Amen. In my name. Man, this thing, it became real personally.
Yeah.
Personally, it got down to me personally.
Yes.
Son, Dad got something you're going to have to get.
Yes.
Huh? Come on. Neighbor. Hey, man, you got something the neighbor's going to have to get, have you? Are you? Are you proving that?
Yes.
I mean, listen, tonight, what we got? What are we doing with it? Jesus said, go. Go ye.
Yeah.
He sent them. How shall you go? He said, go.
That's right.
Power of the Holy Ghost. You know what He told them? He said, go. But before you head out.
Uh-oh.
See, some people just want to take up in their own selves and
go.
What I felt like.
Yeah.
But you know how many blunders have been made over I felt like? Come on. How many times have you messed up in life? Every time you felt like it. Amen. We're a book of our own horrors. Amen. We're a living book. Came out of mistakes, ain't we? Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
That's right.
Go on over yonder, Moses, and stretch your rod out and part the waters.
Yeah.
Jesus says this. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Once, Jesus stayed over yonder in Jerusalem, and He got in the upper room, and you tarried until you got what? Yeah, a little bit. Until you got endued. Amen. With the Holy Ghost. He said, don't be drunk with drinking wine. No, listen. But He said, be ye filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
He said, stay over there till you get endued. I mean, it's got to sink in.
Amen.
It's got to saturate every...
It does.
What happened to your mind? I'm telling you, when the Holy Ghost gets in your mind, ain't nothing else can get in there. Oh, because, amen.
Amen.
He's the only one, ain't he? Is he the only one tonight? Where's he at in your church tonight? Is the Holy Ghost the only one that's leading the church? Or is the church trying to lead the Holy Ghost?
Amen. That's good.
My daddy used to preach a message. And he said, the cat's going the wrong way and it's fuzzing its hair up. People get stirred up in the church anymore when things don't go their way. The problem is not you. Amen, amen. It's you tonight, amen. It's not the Holy Ghost. God's ways are already established. But when we go against God's ways, buddy, it'll fuzz you up. I've seen tempers get so hot, people had to be held down in the seats. Amen. You might think, preacher, I've never heard of any sins. I can't help it. I know what I saw. I know what happened. I know what was said. I'm telling you, that people can get beside yourselves. Amen. But I'm glad there's one that's walking with me. Amen. And it comforts me all the day long.
Amen.
Amen.
Moses was was the only one that had the rod.
Yeah.
That's right.
Stay with me. In the Old Testament provision, Moses was the only one that had the rod. Now this kind of handed down traditionally all the way to the era of Jesus. And they built him a house, amen, up for God to dwell in. And God said, I won't dwell there.
No.
So he said, I didn't know that. I thought he stayed there. No, that's not what he done. He didn't stay there. But you know what he told him? He said, I appreciate you putting all this together. Amen. But you can't build a house good enough for me to stay in. Amen. And a little while later, he told him, he said, Amen, I'll tell you what I'll do. Amen. I'll come and accept your sacrifices right there. He said, you go ahead. He said, you go ahead and bring your sacrifices. Go ahead and bring them there. And he said, as long as you live right. There's the other part. He said, as long as you keep my commandments and you live righteously and truly, he said, I'll come down now. Them big angel wings. Well, the Bible says, hey, they help over. And they made the wingtips touch. Well, that was a glory seat. I'm telling you, the Bible says, and the glory of God came down in the midst of the throne. And he received the offering. If everything was right. I didn't know I was going to go there. Amen. But he said it a long time back there. Amen. They've done learned. They better be right before they go.
Yeah.
That's the problem with the church today. People ain't afraid of God. The Bible says the beginning of knowledge is to fear God.
Yeah.
But you know what they done to the high priest? They figured this thing out pretty quick. They got a rope and they tied it around his foot. Sure did.
Yeah.
And they took his garment and they put bales around the hem of his garment. Pomegranates. Fancy words. Amen. Yeah, I didn't call them bales. That wasn't to get God's attention. No. You know what that was? That was so that if something happened in there, he was the only one in behind the veil. I'm glad that somebody ripped that veil.
Amen.
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 My brother Ed, he got in there and they didn't hear some moving around.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you ain't hearing much moving around the church today, are you? That's a dead church full of dead men's bones.
Yeah.
They got where they didn't hear some moving around in there. You know what they do? They'd get that rope and there's two or three of them on the outside. And buddy, they didn't crack the curtain open to see what was back there, but they give the rope a tug.
Yeah.
It didn't go to jingling, they kept on the dragging. He done died, he wasn't ready, he had sin in his life. Ain't you glad tonight? The Lord loves you so much. Hey, ain't one of us here that is perfect. I'm glad I'm forgiven. I'm glad I can come to His room. He said it's your brother. Amen. I smite you on the cheek. I turn the other cheek. Forgive him. Lord, how many times you reckon we ought to forgive him? I mean, he said 70 times 70. We'll just get you warmed up. 48 years old. I quit counting how many times I've sinned. You know, I can count a little bit. Amen. I can make it to 1,000 pretty easy. Amen. But I quit counting how many times I've sinned and come short of the glory of God. Hey, when we get over yonder in the red book of Revelation, John the Revelator said, I looked. Amen. Behold. And there was a search going on for one that was worthy to open the Lamb's book of life. And to read the names in it. Oh, I'm glad my name's there. And there's only one that can put it there. Amen. I'm glad that once it gets there, ain't no good in it. You can have my name. That's His name. He gave me a new one. He said, I give you a new name. He said, I give you a whited stone. Glory. I believe He writes your name in that whited stone. Whoa! Whoa! Whoa!
That has symbolic meaning. I'm God. He said when you make altars, don't go put no hammer on them. Don't go chisel nothing out and try to make it grandeur and glory. He said, but you go get a natural stone.
Yeah.
Amen. Here we are. Here.
Listen.
He says, these miracles that you see me do, I wasn't there. Still, I believe.
Yeah.
He says, greater than these shall you do.
Yeah.
This is what he said. He said, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues.
Yeah.
They shall take up serpents.
Yeah.
And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them.
Yeah.
And they shall lay hands on the sick.
Yeah.
And they shall recover.
Praise God.
I encourage you to read the book of Acts.
Yeah.
You'll find it all through the book of Acts. Amen. They established everything that Jesus said.
That's right.
They did. Why? Because they was filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
They was endued with the rod and the staff and the power of God. Amen. Listen, let's go over here and look just a little bit more. Romans chapter number 8. We preached just a little bit out of this last night. Romans chapter 8 and verse number 12. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to what? The flesh.
Right.
To live after the flesh. I don't owe the flesh nothing.
Right. Amen.
Paul said bodily exercise profiteth little.
Yep.
Little. If I'm not mistaken, it's little.
Amen.
Little. Now, I'll share a thought with you. Sometimes I tell you a little story or something about myself. A few weeks ago, I've been called, and I've got two revivals already marked, and my spirits are telling me there's two more. And just recently, a fellow called me and said, pray about something. I don't need to pray. I've been waiting on you to call. What's to pray about? Amen. And so, I feel there's another one coming.
Yeah.
Amen. And the thought came to me here the other day, a few weeks ago, and I said, I'm going to get myself in shape. I'm going to take what that Paul said, that little part. I'm going to be able to get up there and not fall down and run out of breath while I preach. I feel better tonight than I did last night. I felt rough last night. Y'all didn't know it, but I felt rough last night. I'm feeling pretty good. I feel like preaching tonight.
Amen.
If there be any glory, let's give it to Him.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Because me is nothing but a lump of clay.
Yeah. Amen.
Mm. Where if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, there we go. There's that rod. He just put my rod in you.
Yeah.
Get it in there.
Yeah.
And Brother Ed, just let it go.
Yeah.
Hey, don't burn the Spirit. Don't hinder the Spirit. Don't resist the Spirit. But let the Spirit have its free course tonight in your heart.
Amen.
Not only in your heart, but in your whole life. Take it home with you. Take it down to the job. Take it everywhere you go. Hey, he said, be a light unto the whole world.
That's right. That's what he said.
He said, for as many are as are led by the Spirit of God, how many?
As many.
As many. It depends.
Yeah.
Well, we're in a depending world, ain't we? These people professing, hey man, to have godliness and righteousness. But I beg to defer this evening. How the Spirit of my God, amen, He's not in them. Why? He said that we could try the Spirit. Do you know what He done?
He put me on the judgment seat. That's what he did, Brother Ed. He said to try the spirits. He said, you check them out if they ain't jingling just right. You better jerk them things out because of the wrong thing.
Amen.
Don't bring the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Try the spirits and see whether they're of God tonight.
Yeah.
Everything that says praise ye the Lord, God didn't tell us.
That's right.
You say, well, that's just a new problem. No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Read your Old Testament, you'll find. Hey, man, and he said there's dogs are barking. Hey, man. There's dogs are howling. He's talking about people professing themselves to be men of God. And they're saying they dream so-and-so. And the Lord said thus, and the Lord didn't say thus. Let me tell you where we're at today. We're in the middle of a wicked and a perverse, amen, generation of people. Who is a blessed generation? It's the blessed generation that's filled with the Holy Ghost. That is living righteous and true before God. You look like an apple, I'm going to judge you to be an apple.
Yep.
Yep.
If you look like a pear, you don't look like an apple.
Mm-hmm.
If you look like an egg, you don't look like a chicken.
Amen.
You see what I mean?
Yep.
Whatever you look like, I'm going to judge you.
Amen.
Brother Pastor Ed, every time your constituents come into the service, amen, on Sunday morning, the Holy Ghost is already on the inside. And that's why you can't understand it, because He's already been there. He already knows every jit and jottle of your life. And this evening you can't hide it from Him. And when you come in before your pastor, and he's got the Holy Ghost on him, you know what he's going to do? He's going to feel it. Sometimes I could just take my finger and touch him tonight. God didn't raise me to be dumb. He called me to be a man of God, a child of God, to preach the infallible word, to be instant. I'm going to tell you what we'll do. I don't know where your oil's at, Brother Ed, but we'll get the oil out. We'll lay hands on you. We'll pray over you. And if there's evil spirits in you, we'll bind them, please. You know what to bind them? The Word of God will bind everything. There is nothing that will ever be able to win to come against the rod of God.
Amen.
Let me share something else with you. We're about to get done. Don't worry. So Jesus said go, and then he says this in Ephesians chapter number 1. Lord, help me. I don't hope y'all ain't never seen me preach in the book of Ephesians, have you? Now every day I love the book of Ephesians. Boy, I got on one over here in Ephesians here a while back, about a year or two ago. Somebody got to tell me, word got back to me in the church, amen, that somebody didn't believe in the Holy Ghost. Well, let me tell you, I went home with that for about a month and a half. After that was all done, they had to leave. Ain't been back since. Glory to God. You can't stay this evening. If you ain't with me, you can't stay. Amen, where I'm at. I'm talking about the glory of God. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18, Jesus said, go. Get endued with that power from on high. And when you do, this is what you can do. This is what we need to be like. He said, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling and what is, amen, the riches of the glory of His what? Inheritance in who? The saints. Have you inherited anything?
Yes.
I'm telling you, you have been engrafted into the great tree. Glory to God. The tree of life. Jesus Christ. Amen. The Redeemer. You're growing out of His strength. Everything that you need tonight's coming out of Him. It's not coming from you. It's not coming from the world. It's not coming from the pill this evening that you're getting out of a bottle. But everything about you is coming from the trunk of the tree tonight. And what is the exceeding greatness of His power? What is it? These miracles you see me do, greater than these shall you do. I'm more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. Thank you. Thank you, devil. Thank you, devil. You need to know that.
Amen.
Go ahead, devil. Did you ever tell the devil anything?
Yeah, sure.
Jesus spent a lot of time talking to the devil. Get thee behind me, Satan!
Yeah. Amen.
I believe it was Peter, the one he said he'd build this rock on.
Yeah.
Amen. He looked at him one day. He said, Peter, the devil's in you.
Yeah.
Amen. Get up yonder and shut up.
Yeah.
I've got to go down to Jerusalem. I've got to die for this whole world that they might be saved.
Yeah.
You get out of the way, devil.
Yeah. That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
So where could the devil get at today?
Yeah.
He can get right on the front seat.
That's right.
And he can sit down. Amen. What is the exceeding greatness of his power to who? Usward. Who? What? Believe.
Amen.
Do you believe?
Amen.
Are we plowing together?
Amen.
Are we going forward or are we going backwards?
Yeah.
Or have we got it kicked in neutral?
Yeah.
Where you at in your Christian life tonight?
Yeah.
Where you at in your church?
That's right.
Better be full steam ahead.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah. Keep knocking on them neighborhood doors.
Amen.
Keep knocking.
Yeah.
Keep inviting.
Yeah.
Keep encouraging. They're listening. They're watching.
Mm-hmm.
Be patient.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. To us, Lord, who believe according to the working of His mighty power. This work that's in me, my wife said last night, she said something about my preaching. And I said, honey, I said, I quit worrying about being foolish. A long time ago. I said, it pleased God that through the foolishness of the preaching that men could be saved.
Yeah.
And I said, boy, howdy, how the world thinks I'm foolish. This just wouldn't fit very well in Obama's great room, would it? This just wouldn't work out very I'm telling you, them little fellas with them little bugs in their ears, you know, they got them wireless ones now, you can't tell. They got a communication system. They done have me tackled. In about 30 seconds, they'd have me, amen, bound, amen, in chains and fetters. They'd be hauling me down to the lower parts of the prison. You'd never hear my name ever again. But when God sent the rod into my heart, He said, just believe, Johnny. He said, I want you to preach for me. Would you preach? I made this commitment to the Lord. I told the Lord one thing. One thing I told Him. I felt the Holy Ghost coming on me and the gift of preaching coming and all these things. And I knew it was. I wasn't like a lot of preachers and ran from it for 5 years.
Yeah.
I knew it was coming.
Yeah.
Amen. But it had to have its time and its season.
Yeah. Right.
Amen. I had to gain faith and trust and try the spirits like the Bible says and check them out and see if this is really... I had me some good testifying spells.
Yeah.
You didn't know it, but I was a preaching and trying that thing out. It worked every time I tried it. It worked. Every time I preach out of this book, it worked. I'm getting myself to preach out of myself. Amen. But it pleased God through the foolishness of preaching that men could be saved. I got to thinking about that. The world today wouldn't believe it any other way.
That's right.
Why? Because I came through high school.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Graduated the 12th grade class.
Yep.
And I wasn't the smartest individual in my class. By no means and no stretch. I was one of them that kind of got scooted out. If you know what I'm saying. Amen. They helped me along. Softly and gently. They helped me along. And right on out the door, they handed me a piece of paper. I've got a good piece of paper, but I don't even know what it means. Amen. But I know what God gave me. Amen. But when I cut out that thing, they have this little album. Amen. And in that album, amen, they elected me to be the shyest student of the whole high school. I'm telling you, unless they believed, amen, and seeing me preach now, they wouldn't believe it. But they have to believe it because they know there's a new man on the inside. I'm not the man I'm not the man I used to be. I'll never be that man.
Amen.
Last summer, me and my wife, amen, she said, honey, our kids are 16 and 17 year old. And she said, me and you have never been nowhere by ourselves away from them. And she said, we're going. I said, okay, let's go. And you talk about a strange trip. That was a strange trip. The first thing that happened is we was driving down Interstate 40 headed toward Gatlinburg on a bright sunny day, and the clouds started looking up yonder in the sky. My wife's got pictures of it on the phone, and she looked up there and there was the biggest white cross. I mean, this thing was big, stretched all across the universe. Amen. Here we are. And she said, look at that. Get your camera out. Let me have that quick. Amen. Ain't been two jet airplanes probably 4 or 5 hours ahead of us, and they crossed past like that, and they laid a perfect cross in the sky. So about an hour and a half, 2 hours later, we made it over into whatever they call it over where everybody goes and looks at the deer and the animals over there.
Jayco.
We made it over there. We'd decided we'd just go around through there and drive around, and amen, we got over yonder, and we decided we'd refresh our minds in them little churches. We pulled up to this little church, and this little state park ranger, he pulls out, he steps out the door, he says, we're going to be having a demonstration or a little show we're going to put on here in about 5 minutes. He said, if you want to come, he said, everybody's welcome, just come on in. And so I said, well, honey, normally I don't do this. Normally you tell me we're going to have a show or a little talk and history demonstration. I'm gone. See, that's just not me. Boring. I decided, well, honey, let's go look around the graveyard. Walk around the church and stretch our legs a minute. We'll go sit down and see what they got to say.
Yeah.
Amen. We went in there and sat down, and this fella, he gets up, and he goes to tell what the church meant to the community. Amen. Talk about this big old bell and what it meant when they rung the bell. And he told what a glorious, amen, time they, amen, had by coming to that church and gathering, and how they, amen, used that to help the community so much with. And he told a beautiful, wonderful story, Brother Ed. And about, amen, halfway through that, the Lord said, he ain't said a word about me yet. Amen. I'm telling you, you ain't never been hit until you've been hit like that. I was in a church where we wasn't supposed to have church. But the Lord said, ain't nobody recognized me yet. He said to me, Johnny, just as plain as I'm talking to you tonight, he said, Johnny, he said, you better recognize me. Well, I said, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. That little church, amen, it was filled with people. Every seat was full of people. I didn't know one of them, and they didn't know me. And I was sitting right in the middle of that thing. And I was sitting there, boys, he was talking. Lord, I hope you talk for a long time. I mean, I'm trying to squeeze this thing and say, is this you, Lord? Really, Lord, is this you? I'm telling you, I fought that thing. And, buddy, I'm telling you, the Lord, he began to thump on old Tommy's heart. He said, I'm telling you, you better recognize me. You better bring some glory about me here. He said, you better not leave unless you do it. Amen. That little park ranger, buddy, he never missed a beat. He's just perfect in stride. Directly he got through. And, hey, man, he said, that's all I have.
And boy, the Lord hit me, and I thought, man, I'm going to hold this one back. And the Lord hit me like a bolt of lightning out of heaven. And I had to jump up, and I said, sir, would it be all right if I said something? Amen. He said, well, yeah, it'll be fine. What is it? I said, amen. I believe we need to give God a little glory. Amen. There's a lot of people here. I tell you what, we need to give him some glory. He's turned into matter of praise. Amen.
Yeah.
Because he lives, I live.
That's right.
Hey. Well, I had to tell him about that. I had to tell him just a little bit about God. And I thought, Lord, what am I going to do? And the Lord said, there ain't nobody even prayed today. Amen. I said, could we all just gather around up here? I said, it'd be an awful bad shame if all of us gathered in this wonderful church. Amen. And we left out of here and never said a word to God. Could we just come up here? I said, in my church, I said, we come together and we join hands in a circle and we call on the name of the Lord. Sometimes we put people in the middle of it and we pray over them. Anoint them.
Amen.
Well, we had us a little prayer. I testified my glorified God a little bit. And I asked my lovely little wife, I said, honey, she's a one-man band, in case you didn't know. Amen. I like to take her with me. You might think she has to have a piano, but she don't. Amen. I said, honey, could you sing just a little bit of Amazing Grace? Sweet the sound. Boy, we begin to sing. They wasn't not one person left the building. Every one of them stayed right there. Buddy, we begin to sing. I wouldn't have a stroke of music nowhere. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. And you know what? Hey, man, we begin to leave. And, buddy, there were people circled around me and said, buddy, I don't know who you are. I'm telling you, the harmonics, I was just wonderful. Said, you make my trip worthwhile.
Amen. Praise
God.
They begin to tell me how far they'd grown and all the things they'd seen. And I said, this has made it all. Amen. I said, I'm going to go back. I'm going to go back to my church. I'm going to tell them what happened. Amen. My God.
Amen.
Boy, I just got to feeling pretty good. I didn't have one of these spells. No, I didn't have one then, but I was feeling good. I felt relieved. I'm telling you, I was okay. I was okay. And I kind of vibrated my little body out of that building because I was kind of jerking all over. And amen. My wife kind of seen it all over me. Couldn't hold myself because I was vibrating. Have you ever been there?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, when Paul and Silas was in prison, the Holy Ghost came down and he shook the bars and he shook the chains and he shook the fetters off.
Yeah.
Hey. He ain't holding you down. But I'll tell you what he'll do. He'll break that thing up. He'll dig that plow in there. I'm telling you, that rod, it'll go today. We got out there and got in the car. Hey man, I drove down the road and we got down there. And I said, let's get out just a minute. Hey man, I pulled over in one of them meadows. And we was kind of the first one to leave. I was kind of like, let's get out here. I'm like, we did a flogging, let's leave. Hey man. But we pulled over beside the road. Amen. And buddy, them people started passing by us, and they were honking their horn at us and waving at us, smiling at us, and I thought, oh Lord, amen. I directly, my wife looked up, amen, into that bright blue sky, and we'd seen that one cross, amen, spreading across the atmosphere, amen, and we looked up there in the sky, and she's got a picture of it, and you know what was there? There was three of them there. Glory! Hey! God loves you and me more than we even know tonight. I'm telling you, He wants to
be the rod. And he wants to be the thing that you lean upon. I'm glad I can lean on him. How do you feel like you can lean on him tonight? How do you feel like you can command him tonight? Hey, man, he said, whatsoever you ask in my name, if you believe it, he said, I will do it. That's a very big command.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, we've been given the power.
Yeah.
Yes, we've been given the authority.
Yes.
Over everything.
Yeah.
Over everything.
Thank you, Father.
That includes the prince of the power of this hour.
That's right.
I'm done. That's right. If I could preach for another 2 hours.
That's right.
I'm done.
Yeah, that's
y'all come, Brother Ed, do whatever you want to do. Don't be afraid of the Lord. Don't be afraid of the Holy Ghost in your life. Don't be afraid of Him in the church. It's so easy for humans to get bound down and saturated with other human ideals and other humanistic ways. There's only one way. And that's by the leadership of the Holy Ghost. And it'll never contradict the Word of God. It'll never damage your influence or your life or your reputation. It'll help you stand alone and come out from amongst the world and be you, a separated people. The world might not like me, but He likes me. He likes me. And I'd rather have Him like me than all the world. I would. I'd like to preach this message in front of a million people. I would. But I may never get to do that. I'm going to preach it every time just like I was. I'm just as proud to preach with 2 as I am with 2,000. Amen. Because God came to seek and to save that which was lost. He told me, He said, Johnny, go feed my sheep. One fellow got to talking to me one time and he said, don't you ever go out and evangelize and go over into foreign countries? It made me kind of feel bad for a while. Yeah. I come back to him a day or two later and I said, listen. I said, there's an evangelist field right here in my community that needs work.
Amen.
Jesus says the fields are all white, ready for harvest. Who will go work in my field today? Who will go? Will you go? Go. Who'll go? I'll go, Lord. Send me. Send me. While we sing a song tonight, let's stand. Let's have a good fellowship among one another. Amen. The Lord tonight has pricked your heart. You feel like you need to come and pray. Call upon Him for help tonight. Anybody here tonight lost? God.